Hello, this is Charles Shepherd of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about William T. Wiley, a significant figure in the California art scene, who is regarded as one of the pivotal artists in the transition between the abstract expressionist art movement of the 1950s and the California funk art movement that followed. Wiley was born in Bedford, Indiana in 1937, although his family moved to Washington State when he was in his teens. This proved to be an important step in his creative life because his parents enrolled him in a public school that happened to have a vigorous art program, which quickly became Wiley's favorite part of his whole high school experience. He took every art class that was offered and stayed after school working on his studio projects until the building closed for the night. Wiley's art teacher, Jim McGrath, thought he had a tremendous amount of talent and took a personal interest in helping Wiley develop his skills and his understanding of all the latest trends in the art world. McGrath was also instrumental in steering his best student to the most progressive West Coast art institution, the San Francisco Art Institute, where he felt sure that Wiley's talents and quirky imagination would be both appreciated and nurtured. It was a perfect fit. Wiley got on well with all his teachers, but painting instructor Frank Lobdell was his strongest influence. Lobdell pushed him to stop making pretty pictures and start telling stories. Wiley thrived at the Institute, receiving his BFA in 1961 and staying on to earn his MFA in the spring of 1963. The 60s were boom years for the college art scene as students flocked to art programs as an alternative to both the draft and more traditional majors. Schools were looking for talented young faculty members, and Wiley's success in San Francisco made him a very desirable candidate. Less than a month after receiving his master's, the University of California Davis campus made him an offer. In September 1963, Wiley joined the faculty of the UC Davis Art Department, which was co-chaired at the time by ceramicist Robert Arneson and painter Roy DeForest, an eccentric duo who welcomed him to the Funky Club. Borrowed from the language of jazz, the Davis faculty used the term funky to describe the unorthodox, unrefined style that thumbed its aesthetic nose at the rest of the art world. Wiley felt right at home, and in addition to becoming one of Davis's most popular teachers, he also was on the fast track for gallery exhibitions. Those first gallery shows caught the attention of a number of museum curators, and at the end of his first academic year, he was given a solo exhibition at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. Success spurred his funkiness on, and he experimented in numerous ways, including surrealism, conceptualism, and by the late 60s, he even started making freestanding sculptures that combined painting, assemblage, and verbal inscriptions that became increasingly complex. As his career continued, teaching opportunities and exhibition offers constantly came his way, and for a very short period, Wiley was lured away to New York by a major gallery. It was indeed a heady experience to be in what everyone thought of as the epicenter of the art world, but in less than a few months, Wiley realized it was not for him. He promptly packed up and drove back to California. Back on the West Coast, Wiley focused on continuing to develop a style that was all his own. Highly irreverent, his art often, then and now, seems spontaneous and offhand, but much thought goes into the overall meaning of every work. Critic Hilton Kramer once disparagingly referred to Wiley's work as Dude Ranch Dada. But on a more positive note, art writer John Perrow called Wiley the metaphysical funk monk. Curator Robert Johnson wrote, "When you first see the works, you're struck by the irreverence and the humor. But then when you read them more, you start to realize there's something deadly serious about each one." Despite Hilton Kramer's slight, Wiley's stature as a major artist continued to grow. His work was featured in the 1980 Venice Biennale, in the 1983 Whitney Biennial, and he also had major exhibitions at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, the de Young Museum, the Smithsonian, and the Cochrane. Wiley is a trailblazer and model for the individualistic explorations of contemporary artists today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepherd, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.